such meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
Here's good news about a great school with in-person instruction for your child. Father Anthony is asking you to send your children to St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy for in-person instruction. Excellence in educating the mind, heart, soul,
and spirit of
each student. Cost should not be an obstacle to enrolling your child at St. Stan's Academy. We have scholarships.
Hey, welcome. There's a little glitch there. Father Tom Coy's with you here, I'm back in among the living. So there's been a few weeks where we had some tape shows, but I'm live today. The good Lord guided me through Mr. COVID. Yeah, Mr. COVID came and visited me and knocked me out, but not down and out. It's not fun. But I do have to say, I have been sick before, and it's kind of like the times I've been sick before. So my first thought to share with everyone is, I never was that afraid. I'm 64 years old, so I'm not a spring chicken, but I don't have too many comorbidities, thank the Lord. It was like a bad flu bug, that's for sure. But anyways, we're here. We're here now, and we're glad to be back. I'll give you some spiritual insights from dealing with Mr. COVID, I guess, here and there in the future. Today, I think we have one of a wonderful friend, an old friend, Mary Fiorito. Let me see if we got all connected here.
Can you hear me, Father? I can hear you.
I can hear you now, Mary.
Wonderful.
The marvels of technology are pouring through. There's a little, seems like a little bit of static or something, but let's try to get through it. I am working on improving all this, but I have been down and out, actually, and a lot of things have been put on hold. But,
yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear that. You know, it hit my family as well, and my two younger daughters got it. I tell you, they didn't have anything more than a sniffle. And my younger sister has it, and she's been on a ventilator in the intensive care unit for 6 weeks. And I'd be really grateful for your prayers and those of your listeners. It's the randomness of this illness. Some people, it's kind of like getting the flu or a bad cold, and other people, like my sister, they're close to death. And, we just got better as we were. And, we're just grateful that we live in a city where, you know, there's a large university hospital which has been able to treat her, and hopefully she can pull through this, but she has a scary moment. Now, Father, I'm hearing a lot of static feedback. Are you hearing anything? We tried something.
I'm hearing some feedback as well, but I sure will.
I'm just hoping our listeners can hear us.
Me too. Boy, we have such a great studio and all the rest. Let's see how we
get better. Barely hearing you now.
Let me go back to the question.
way up on the top. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Can you still hear me?
I can hear you there. I'm hearing more static than I'm hearing you. I don't know if our producer wants to try again. Maybe we can go to a break and then come back after he can clear the line. I'm happy to hang on. However, we can get this done.
Yeah. You know what? Let's introduce our topic and go to a break.
Okay,
and
sounds good.
We'll see what Nick needs, can do, or is able to do. Anyway, the reason we have some of our listeners know Mary Fiorito, of course. She hosts Winds of Change quite often enough, so she should be a familiar voice to us, and she's a familiar face around the Chicagoland area. You're partly involved in this effort to take apart the parental notification law or statute or policy in Illinois regarding abortions for minors.
Correct.
There may be some new news, right, on the front.
Well, for your listeners who aren't familiar with the subject matter, Illinois is currently making the law that requires an abortion clinic, an abortionist, or the abortion provider to notify the parents of an underage girl, so a girl under the age of 18, before they perform an abortion on her. So they have to do this either by a phone call, it can be done by registered mail, but they have to give parents notification 48 hours before the abortion happens that an abortion is going to be done on a minor girl. And this is not parental consent. The parents don't have to agree. And in fact, if you go to the website of some of our local abortion clinics, like Family Planning Associates or Michigan Avenue, their website here is clearly tells minor girls who are there looking for information, you have to tell your parents, but the parents don't have to agree. Even if they say no, you can still do this abortion on you. So it's a law that at least allows parents to be aware that this irreversible surgery is being done on their minor child is for no other reason than to monitor them for the complications that we know can follow after an abortion procedure has happened. So, Father, I know that you've been very involved being the Project Rachel priest for many years, which is a beautiful ministry that the Catholic Church founded to assist women who have gone through the trauma of abortion. You well know, as a priest, confessor, and counselor, some of the spiritual and emotional ramifications of abortion, but there also can be very serious physical ramifications to abortion. I mean, we know the fairly recent case of Tanya Reeves, who died at Planned Parenthood Clinic downtown. They perforated her uterus while she was having a second trimester abortion. We know of other cases where girls have developed sepsis. And it's a parent that isn't aware that their child has just had invasive surgery. How are they to know whether or not she may need emergency help? You and I have a mutual friend who's a pro-life obstetrician here who had one weekend when he was sitting in the emergency room, a 14-year-old girl presents in ER who had sepsis. And she had sepsis, which is an infection in the bloodstream, because the abortionist who had done her abortion had lost pieces of the unborn child inside of her uterus. She had what was called abortion. And therefore, those fetal remains became infected, developed sepsis, and she very easily could have died. There's not someone that's monitoring her for those complications. So
right.
it's not an everyday occurrence. And, the abortion industry always says it's a childbirth. That doesn't take away from the fact that young women can and do die from abortions, but also can develop very serious side effects. We had a wonderful woman who testified at our press conference, trying to convince Illinois legislature to let this bill stay, let this law stay and not to repeal it at any point. She's infertile. She can't venture. And her doctor told her specifically, you are sterile because of the fact that you had so many abortions when you were young. She was also, unfortunately, a victim of sex trafficking, and maybe we could get into that on the other side of the break, but the scar tissue in her uterine wall was so significant, she's not able to have any children. So why wouldn't you want parents to know that this type of surgery was being performed again, not on a girl of the age of 15, but on a minor child? So I don't know if you want to take a break now and we continue the conversation, or you feel like it's clear enough to ask your father to call.
Well, that's a good question. I think that would be Nick's call at the studio. I'm not sure what he'd want to do.
Yeah, it's sounding very quite static with me. I'm not sure. What our great trusty producer wants to do here.
Let's see. Nick, why don't we take a break, all right? I'm sure you're ready to. We got almost our first 15 minutes in. And I want to get back to knowing exactly what the bill or what the law says now. If they want
okay,
to change,
certainly.
Right?
Be happy to discuss that with you, Father.
Let's see. I'm Father Tom Coyes with Mary Fiorito. We're talking about a bill in Springfield that wants to rescind parental notification for minors. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to WNDZ. This is Winds of Change. God bless.
Every parent has a dream of giving their children a great education and great faith. St. Stanislaus Kostka School, a nationally acclaimed Catholic leadership school, has made the dream easier for you to achieve. Here, leadership principles and lessons are an integral part of your child's coursework and school culture. Your child will study foreign languages, such as Mandarin, conduct experiments in real science labs, attend Eucharistic adoration, and more. Don't worry about affording a private education. St. Stanislaus Kostka School offers full tuition scholarships for kindergarten through 8th grade. Send your child to St. Stanislaus Kostka School, located just minutes from downtown Chicago. Dreams can come true, but you need to call today, 773-278-4560. That's 773-278-4560. 773-278-4560.
We are the students of St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy.
Your children can join them for face-to-face classroom instruction. It's not too late to register for the 2021-2022 school year at St. Stan's. Seats are limited. For more information or to schedule a tour, call 773-278-4560.
773-278-4560. And you're listening to the Winds of Change.
Here's some good news. We are pleased to announce that St. Stanislaus Kostka is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in answer to our Blessed Mother's call to open the doors. The Blessed Sacrament will again be exposed all day, every day, except when masses or other services are being held. You are invited to come and pray anytime, day or night. For your safety, we ask that you practice social distancing and wear a mask. Hand sanitizer is available, and St. Stan's has increased cleaning and sanitizing of the church, and a security person will be on site. More information can be found at ststanschurch.org. That's ststanschurch.org. St. Stanislaus Kostka is located 2 blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway.
The Winds of Change. The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
This is Bold Talk with Father Thomas Loyola.
Another venerable sanctuary of positive male development has caved to the forces that seek to deny God's order of sexual complementarity. Boy Scouting is now just Scouting, as it has become mandatory for Boy Scouting to include girls and female Scout leaders. The same coup, however, has not befallen Girl Scouting, as they proudly reaffirm their mission to serve girls only. It is just another repeat of the Garden of Eden. Like Eve and the serpent, womanhood has fallen for another bad line. For men to develop into authentic men, capable of loving, protecting, cherishing, and serving womanhood, separateness is needed. Boys and men need venues in which males learn from other males how to be real men. Invading domains of proper male development neither serves or complements womanhood. It says that maleness is the standard, and unless women are wherever a man is at all times and in all things, womanhood has no intrinsic value of its own. It is also saying that the guys have put together a more desirable product than the girls. Why doesn't Girl Scouting suffice for the girls? The rules and standards do in fact change whenever girls are inserted into venues designed exclusively for male development. In the end, it is womanhood that is denied that authentic, fully developed male that God intended for her from the beginning.
Here's some good news. We are pleased to announce that St. Stanislaus Kostka is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in answer to our Blessed Mother's call to open the doors. The Blessed Sacrament will again be exposed all day, every day, except when masses or other services are being held. You are invited to come and pray anytime, day or night, for your safety. We ask that you practice social distancing and wear a mask. Hand sanitizer is available, and St. Stan's has increased cleaning and sanitizing of the church, and a security person will be on site. More information can be found at ststanschurch.org. That's ststanschurch.org. St. Stanislaus Kostka is located 2 blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is Father Tom Coyes again. For some reason, my little microphone here is giving us a little trouble. But we're going to get through this hour, and we have a very important topic regarding parental notification for minors when they find themselves pregnant. There's a strong movement to protect this right at all costs, even at the cost of minors' lives, keeping it secret. There's this tremendous shame that would come upon the child that the law is trying to protect. Mary, if you're there, I hope you can still hear me.
I can hear you much better now, Father. Thank you.
Is that right? Well, hopefully. Can you explain what is the law now, and what are they especially trying to change about it?
Okay, so right now in the state of Illinois, there was a law that was actually, it was actually passed in the Illinois General Assembly, which would be our state representatives in the House and the Senate in Springfield. Passed a law in, let's see, it was 1995, that requires an abortion facility, an abortion clinic, the abortionist, to notify the parents, grandparents, or guardian of a minor girl before they perform an abortion on them. Now, this is not parental consent. The
just notification.
Parents do not have to agree. It is simply correct, Father. It's simply notifying them that that the abortion is going to occur. And this makes sense for a whole lot of different reasons. I hope our listeners were able to hear a little bit of what I was saying prior to the break, that, you know, abortions can have complications, whether they're done in the surgical format or whether they're done by giving girls what are called these abortion pills, which I think have far more severe psychological ramifications than physical. First of all, you know, the hemorrhaging that occurs with these pill abortions is significant, and the young girl can pass her baby's remains any place, at school, at home. I worked with a woman who had, you know, tremendous post-abortion aftermath issues after having one of those abortions because she was sitting, sorry for my graphicness here, but she was sitting on the toilet when she passed the baby's remains.
Yeah.
And then she said, I looked down, and then I flushed the toilet. She said, I flushed my child down the toilet.
Yeah.
And she said, every time I think about doing that, that that's what I did with my own child, the emotional and spiritual, you know, aftermath that was significant. And I know you've been, you know, so faithful and generous, Father, and giving your time to counseling many post-abortive women and men. You understand how that kind of it's very different than in a surgical abortion when the abortionist is he's the actor, right? He's the one performing the surgery,
yeah.
And the woman is more passive. with these pill abortions, the woman is the one who puts the pills in her mouth. The woman is the one who either, you know, discards or flushes the baby's remains. She takes on a far more direct and active role, which complicates her healing after the fact. It's not as if something was done to her. She's the moral agent. So that's, either one of these are going to have, you know, significant fallout for the minor girl. And again, you know, we know I have three teenage daughters. I know just as well as every other parent that, you know, teenage brains are not completely formed until the time, we know from neuroscience now, until they're in their early 20s. So the particular part of the brain that controls impulse and that also allows a person to contemplate the long-term consequences of their behavior is not fully functioning in a human being until they're probably in their early 20s. For men, it's a little later. It's like 25. For girls, it's probably 22 or 23. But that in their teenage years, it's very difficult for kids to contemplate in the way an adult would long-term consequences of actions, right? So that's why we just know this practically. Car insurance rates are so much higher for teenagers than they are for adults because they right. lack impulse control. And in a way, you know, it's not their fault because their brains aren't developed enough to have impulse control. So we cannot expect that a surgery, that a decision with life-altering implications like abortion should not at least have a parent be knowledgeable of the fact that it's happened. And again, I mentioned earlier, you know, our friend who had a septic teenager show up in the OR one night, and he was the OBGYN on call that night and had to complete the abortion because the abortionist had left parts of the baby's body inside of her. So the Illinois General Assembly has introduced two bills. The numbers aren't particularly important, but I'll give them to you anyway. In the House, it's Bill 1797, and in the Senate, it's Bill 2190. They have been put forward by two pro-abortion representatives to try to repeal this important law. So they want to repeal the parental notification law. It was passed in 1995. The abortion industry was able to delay it going into effect until 2003. So almost a decade later, we finally got the parental notice law to go into effect. And we know because our teenage abortion numbers have dropped that this law is working, that teenagers who are getting pregnant are informing their parents, involving their families, and they're either not becoming pregnant to begin with, or they are choosing life because we know our teenage abortion numbers have gone down. Now, what's important, sort of an interesting fact here, is that Planned Parenthood in the last 4 years has opened up three new abortion clinics, one in Fairview Heights, Illinois, which is down in the Belleville Diocese. It's on the border between Missouri and Illinois. It's about 15 minutes from the Missouri border. One in Flossmoor, Homewood Flossmoor, Illinois, which is, I know, out near you, at St. James of the Sag, about 15, 20 minutes from the Indiana border. And the most recent one last year, in just 1 year ago, in the middle of the pandemic, Planned Parenthood was permitted to open a new multi-million-dollar facility in Waukegan, Illinois, which is about 15, 20 minutes from the Wisconsin border. So very strategically, Planned Parenthood has placed these clinics all along the borders. All of our surrounding states, whether it's Indiana, Wisconsin, Iowa, Missouri, Kentucky, all have laws that require minors to involve parents if they're going to have an abortion. So we know that strategically these clinics were built in the hopes of Illinois being, of course, now, first of all, we're kind of the abortion capital of the Midwest to begin with. Governor Pritzker said that was one of his goals when he was elected, that Illinois was going to be what he called, quote, the most progressive state on abortion in the country. Taxpayers largely fund the majority of abortions here. Any Medicare recipient can receive a free abortion here in Illinois, and there's no limit. You can come from another state, and if you're on the public health care system and you live in another state, then you can get your abortion here for free under something called presumed eligibility, meaning if you're eligible in your own state, we presume you would be eligible here, so we do your abortion for free. And any employee of the state of Illinois can also receive a free abortion. So taxpayers are footing the bill for a pretty high number of abortions here. And when this parental notice bill, if it is repealed, our Parental Notification of Abortion Act, Illinois residents can that can expect to see that number go even higher. We'll be paying for more elective abortion surgeries now for teenagers coming from other states. So, you know, that, you know, you probably, where you live, Father, you know, meet a parishioner a week who is already making an exit plan to leave Illinois because of our taxes. And now we're going to be paying for the abortions of everyone from the surrounding states. I mean, this is, and again, money's not the most important thing, mind you. However, I think it's very telling that Governor Pritzker has put this as such a high priority here. This is one of his great goals, is to make us the most liberal, you know, abortion, no precautions whatsoever for anyone, to make abortion, you know, something akin to, you know, going to get your teeth cleaned. In fact, you probably, you know, a minor has to go with a parent to get teeth cleaned. So speaking of, but the other, you know, I just, my 16-year-old just had her ears pierced, and I had to accompany her, and I had to sign forms in triplicate, not just giving me notification, but I had to give my consent. Then I was presented with a whole page of what to look for in case she develops an infection. This is just for ear piercing. And I'm glad, you know, and, you know, kids are sometimes not the most responsible human beings in the world, and they forget to clean, you know, their ears properly, and that can lead to a very bad infection. So, you know, they want parents to know, like, this is what to look for. If the kid's ear starts to turn green, then you got a problem, and you gotta go get an antibiotic. So, but this is not going to be done with abortion if this law is repealed. And secondly, and this is a gruesome topic, but sex traffickers actively seek out states that don't have parental involvement in abortion. And we know this from, there's all sorts of expert testimony. We had, you know, two terrific people, one who used to work at the State Department and had, in fact, set up the State Department's anti-juvenile sex trafficking program. The majority of those who are sex trafficked are women, girls and women, 70%. And there's a significant percentage of those who are minors. And one of the most compelling testimonies we had was from a beautiful woman, Dr. Brooke Bello, who was raped at the age of 11 and then trafficked from the time she was 13 until she was 17. And during that time, her traffickers took her for abortions four different times. And one of the, and we sent her testimony to every single legislator in the Illinois General Assembly and said to them, listen, please listen to this woman's testimony, because Planned Parenthood and the other abortion groups, you know, are saying that's a red herring, this doesn't really happen. And Dr. Bello said, if even one of those clinics had had to call my mom or my dad, my mom might have known what state I was in, what city I was in now, you know, the name of a street, anything. My mom might have been able to find me. And she said, but because they didn't, I just kept being trafficked, and anytime I got pregnant, I just got taken back to a clinic again. And, you know, it's horrifying. There is absolute certainty we can say that if these parental notice bills are repealed, we will not only become, as Governor Pritzker so proudly says, the most progressive state on abortion in the country, will also become a haven for sex traffickers. We'll be the sex trafficking capital of the Midwest for sure, if not the nation. So this is vitally important. And Father, I know you are so good about getting your own parishioners engaged and active on issues. Beg them to go to our website, which is saveparentalnotification.com. Saveparentalnotification.com. We have everything. It's one-stop shopping. All you have to do is put in your zip code, and we will give you the name of your state legislator. We will give you the name of your state senator, both your House representative and your senator. You can write to them. You can call them. You know, if my
can
my
you give us those numbers?
Sure. Well,
can you give us those numbers again,
Mary? Well, let's see. That website is called saveparentalnotification.com. And I can tell you, if you would like now, I can just go and you tell me what your, there's a little link on there, contact your state rep. So all I would need to know, pulling this up here for me, all you have to do is, let's see, here we go. You just click on the link that says Illinois House. That's the Illinois House of Representatives. So why don't you just give me the address of the parish, just as a,
uh-huh.
Just for an example. Yes.
Yeah, we're at 10600 Archer Avenue.
And, okay. All right. Let me just, and then you just click the search button. And so your state representative is Jim Durkin. His offices are located in Burr Ridge, but of course he also has an office in Springfield. And there's a little link you can just click on it, and it will send an email to Representative Durkin. And you can say, you can have your parishioners do this, say, please vote to, do not vote for this law, do not vote for the repeal, keep this, vote no on these bills. We need to keep this law intact. You know, you're a border, kind of a border parish, aren't you? You're pretty close to Indiana border.
Right, exactly.
Not
too close to you.
Yeah, but just say, you know, we do not need sex traffickers coming into our communities. And we are watching. You better vote no. And please, and also say to him as an addition, I hope you are also encouraging your colleagues to do the same.
That's a good point. We've been to, I've been to Jim Durkin's office down in Springfield before.
Good.
He always says the pro-life line, which is
right.
Which is good.
Right, and though, but there's I have been told from friends in Springfield that that the abortion lobby there's a particular group that's very well funded called Personal PAC, and that their chief lobbyist they can't go down to Springfield because of the COVID restrictions, Father, but they are working the phones. And they have money, and they have influence, and they essentially threaten legislators by saying, "If you do not vote with us on this, we are coming after you in the next election round." So we have to say, you know, obviously we don't want to use threatening language, but to say, "What you are doing is dangerous to girls. On principle, you cannot do it. We will call you out from the pulpit. We will call you out in our church bulletins. You need to vote against this legislation. You cannot put our children in harm's way just to please the abortion industry." You know, and that's, I think, the question maybe to end at, you know, to ask at the end of the day, fathers, who is the person who benefits from this the most? What organizations or groups or people benefit from this law? It's certainly not parents, and it sure isn't the teenagers who are going to be, you know, going for abortions essentially on their own. I mean, could you imagine a 14-year-old girl going for invasive surgery by herself, you know, or with another 14-year-old, you know, who, of course, now, too, here's another point, about 30% of teenage pregnancies, underage teenage pregnancies, girls are impregnated by men at least 5 years older than they are. So we're also dealing with statutory rape issues. Say anything right to the abortionist or the abortion clinic, they don't have to report. They can't report what they're not told. And so they're told, if you breathe a word about how old you are when you go in there, you know, we'll kill you, or we'll traffic you to another state, or what, you know. I think you have to remember how you know, vulnerable teenagers are in that regard, and you know, we need to do everything possible to protect them. So again, if you everyone quiet from the rooftops, saveparentalnotification.com. We give you a step-by-step list and way to be able to you know, to reach your representatives. But we, you know, I started to say my friend had popped. Go ahead.
Is going on now. Usually it's in March, right? When
everything's kind of different because of COVID. But the General Assembly session ends on May 31st. What we are afraid is going to happen is that they will call this bill at 10 p.m. on, you know, May 30th. That's what they did with the Reproductive Health Act. That's what they did with the Public Funding of Abortion Act. In fact, they called it the Sunday night at 10 p.m. before Memorial Day. We couldn't get our witnesses down to Springfield in time, and that bill passed through. But that's how devious they are. That's how much they know, too. I think that's very telling that what they were doing does not resonate with the people in the state of Illinois, even though we're a blue state. We're left or center. Yeah. You know, it was the polls that we have taken. We took a Terrence poll. 72% of all people in the state of Illinois agreed.
It's the classic evil loves the darkness.
Right,
evil,
there you go, Father.
Want yep. The light of day.
No, evil loves darkness. Evil loves darkness. You know,
listen, yeah, we're at the bottom of the hour.
Okay,
we should take another break. Do you need to get running, Mary?
I do. I had a half hour today, Father, but I'm happy to come on again next week as this issue continues and update your listeners. It would be my privilege.
Yeah, at least a 10-minute
yes,
update
I'd be happy
would be
to.
Good.
Happy to come on every week and just update you and let you know where it is. But in the meantime, saveparentalnotification.com.
That sounds great. Yeah,
super.
I want to address a couple philosophical, or I guess you could call it pastoral angles to all of this. Listen, right. Let's take a little break here. I'm Father Tom Coyes. You're listening to Listener Supported, The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
Every parent has a dream of giving their children a great education and great faith. St. Stanislaus Kostka School, a nationally acclaimed Catholic leadership school, has made the dream easier for you to achieve. Here, leadership principles and lessons are an integral part of your child's coursework and school culture. Your child will study foreign languages, such as Mandarin, conduct experiments in real science labs, attend Eucharistic adoration, and more. Don't worry about affording a private education. St. Stanislaus Kostka School offers full tuition scholarships for kindergarten through eighth grade. Send your child to St. Stanislaus Kostka School, located just minutes from downtown Chicago. Dreams can come true, but you need to call today, 773-278-4560. That's 773-278-4560. 773-278-4560.
We are the students of St. Stan Lukoska Academy.
Your children can join them for face-to-face classroom instruction. It's not too late to register for the 2021-2022 school year at St. Stan's. Seats are limited. For more information or to schedule a tour, call 773-278-4560. 773-278-4560.
And you're listening to The Winds of Change.
St. Stan's needs your help. We are forming a group of volunteers called St. Stan's Cares to help parish and school families in times of need. To join the group or learn more, please contact Brian at 312-343-3222, and we will plan an upcoming virtual meeting to discuss the details. Almsgiving, it's one of the three pillars of Lent. Volunteer with St. Stan's Cares as a means of almsgiving. Here's some good news. We are pleased to announce that St. Stanislaus Kostka is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in answer to our Blessed Mother's call to open the doors. The Blessed Sacrament will again be exposed all day, every day, except when masses or other services are being held. You are invited to come and pray anytime, day or night. For your safety, we ask that you practice social distancing and wear a mask. Hand sanitizer is available, and St. Stan's has increased cleaning and sanitizing of the church, and a security person will be on site. More information can be found at ststanschurch.org. That's ststanschurch.org. St. Stanislaus Kostka is located 2 blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway.
The Winds of Change. The Winds of Change. On AM 750, WNDZ.
Welcome back, everyone. Father Tom Coyes here with you. I'm trying to make sure we get this show through today. With some of our crazy difficulties, I hope I'm still being heard.
Every parent has a dream of giving their children a great education and great faith. St. Stanislaus Kostka School, a nationally acclaimed Catholic leadership school, has made the dream easier for you to achieve. Here, leadership principles and lessons are an integral part of your child's coursework and school culture. Your child will study foreign languages, such as Mandarin, conduct experiments in real science labs, attend Eucharistic adoration, and more. Don't worry about affording a private education. St. Stanislaus Kostka School offers full tuition scholarships for kindergarten through eighth grade. Send your child to St. Stanislaus Kostka School, located just minutes from downtown Chicago. Dreams can come true, but you need to call today, 773-278-4560. That's 773-278-4560. 773-278-4560.
Here we go. Let's try this again. Father Tom Coyes here. I wanted to bring up the kind of a philosophical issue. We all know the yuckiness of the abortion issue in our lives, when it's personal, when it's in our family. And I want to make a comparison what, because we wonder and we scratch our heads. We could say, why does this keep going? Why is there kind of an acceptance on the part of so many people? And those who are looking for power in a political sense know that people are desperate, as it were, so giving people what they desperately need is a way of gaining their vote, as it were. So the question, why does it keep on going, needs to be asked. We need to consider this. And I want us to compare this issue to going to war. I think we all have different attitudes about war, right? None of it is, we all know that it's yucky. We all know that there's people that are killed during war. If you're a soldier, you don't want to have to shoot people. You don't want to have to blow up things. But you, in a war, when there is an enemy, you know, you do your duty and you try to win the peace by the yuckiness of the war, right? And I really think that those who are soft on the legal side, the political side of the abortion debate, which is really all Democrats today, certainly a number of Republicans as well, but there's so many people who are Democrats, especially Catholics, that that maintain they are against abortion, but they will not make it an issue to their political candidates, as it were. And in their minds, they need to defend, or they accept this in the same way that we know we accept war when it's called upon. When our country faces a great enemy, we know we have to send soldiers to fight the enemy. And as they say, we know there's the yuckiness of war, the sad side. And obviously so many soldiers don't even want to talk about it, which is so understandable. But it's accepted because we know we have an enemy and we want to fight for peace, as it were. So those who are willing to accept these abortion laws that are so liberal, and like Mary Fiorita was saying, that we're proud that Illinois is such a liberal, progressive state. We won't put any restrictions. Any time there is pushback, they will push forward, if you want to call it that way, whichever direction you're thinking of. But in their minds, this is what I'm trying to share with you today, because it's hard for me to accept how so many people have gone, shall we say, soft on it. They will say, well, the great war is within us, as it were. The great war is the battles that go on in the family. And obviously, this parental notification issue touches on the fact that there are those who are imagining the mom or the dad that will beat their child silly because she says she's pregnant, and assuming that the mom or dad, when you assume the mom or dad will beat their child silly because she says she's pregnant, then you go to the defense of the child who's pregnant, and so you accept, you see, that's the, shall we say, the battlefield, the battlefront. And so you take the side, you are willing to endure all sorts of yuckiness, all sorts of bad things, because, you know, you want to achieve a peace. You want to achieve, you want to defeat the enemy. And in this case, then, the enemy is the parents. But what Mary Fiorito made so clear is that there's something in the procedure itself that is the enemy of the person, because the procedure itself so often and frequently can lead to your own death, and that's the hard truth of it. I can even relate this to something that even Pope Francis used a phrase in regard to the environment that I have heard many times at Right to Life, pro-life, pro-marriage, natural family planning workshops and what have you, very Catholic-founded institutions and movements and what have you. The phrase I'm thinking of is people forgive each other sometimes, but nature never forgives. Do you ever kind of think of that angle? And he uses it to talk about global warming or the pollution issues. In other words, he was saying there's this phrase that says, man will sometimes forgive, sometimes he won't, but nature does not forgive. And he's trying to say that if we are so bad to the environment won't forgive us for our terrible environmental decisions. So we need to go green, as it were. That idea that nature, if the Pope were consistent and held on to that appreciation of the unforgivingness of nature, he would see how key it is in the right to life issue and in the artificial contraception issue. But he goes soft on those issues while using that theory, shall we say, for global warming and pollution issues. Whenever I hear the Pope talk about the environment, I can't help but think about my time in Mexico. And of course, Pope Francis, coming from South America, has a similar background in the sense that what I mean by that is when I think of my time in Mexico, I can't help but realize and point out that they don't do garbage very well down in Central and South America. In other words, towns and cities are always populated with garbage dumps, you know, garbage burning, and the pollution issue is more in your face all the time, day and night, as it were. And I really think when the Pope tries to talk about environmental issues, there are the George Soroses and Bill Gates, etc., who are thinking one thing, the 1 degree temperature increase or the melting of the glaciers and the ice cap and the disappearance of the polar bears. What the Pope is thinking of is in his hometown, in places wherever he's traveled in South America and Central America, there's just pollution is terrible. I remember never appreciating seeing a garbage truck drive down the street as much as I appreciated seeing my first garbage truck after I came back from my time in Mexico. I thought, yeah, it's a kind of pain in the neck to do all the put your garbage out on Monday night or Thursday night or what have you. And we see all the businesses that haul garbage away. but it's a beautiful thing. So anyways, I bring that up because I really think the Pope is confused, or he's not being consistent when he points to the fact that nature won't forgive us in environmental issues. He needs to apply that. You could say the same thing about artificial contraception and abortion and even gay marriage. There's a resistance in nature against same-sex actions, as it were. But he selectively uses it and selectively ignores it, which is, it's a very sad thing. Anyways, let's take another break here. We're getting close to the end of our time, and we'll take another break. I want to share something else about some of the generals and admirals that have spoken up recently. It's very, very important that we take note of this. Anyways, I'm Father Tom Coyes. You are listening to listener-supported The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
Every parent has a dream of giving their children a great education and great faith. St. Stanislaus Kostka School, a nationally acclaimed Catholic leadership school, has made the dream easier for you to achieve. Here, leadership principles and lessons are an integral part of your child's coursework and school culture. Your child will study foreign languages, such as Mandarin, conduct experiments in real science labs, attend Eucharistic adoration, and more. Don't worry about affording a private education. St. Stanislaus Kostka School offers full tuition scholarships for kindergarten through eighth grade. Send your child to St. Stanislaus Kostka School, located just minutes from downtown Chicago. Dreams can come true, but you need to call today, 773-278-4560. That's 773-278-4560. 773-278-4560.
The Winds of Change.
The Winds of Change. On AM 750, WNDZ.
St. Stan's needs your help. We are forming a group of volunteers called St. Stan's Cares to help parish and school families in times of need. To join the group or learn more, please contact Brian at 312-343-3222, and we will plan an upcoming virtual meeting to discuss the details. Almsgiving, it's one of the three pillars of Lent. Volunteer with St. Stan's Cares as a means of almsgiving.
Again, I do apologize for some of the technical problems we're having today. What can I say? I don't know. Next week, for sure, we will be on top of this here. But hopefully, you can still hear us. I want to end the show by pointing out something that we should be aware of, and that is something very unusual, and we need to take note of it, is that a number of military brass, top brass, generals and admirals are calling out a warning, as it were, of what's going on in our society today. And this, the fact that it doesn't happen, especially top brass in the military, they know their role is not to weigh in on a lot of the political debates going on. But the fact that they're doing so should make us pay attention. Here, there's a, I'm going to read from a, let's see, what is this website? It's over 120 generals and admirals warn administration policies are a national security threat. This is by Carol Greenwald. He says, a day before the Senate markup of House Rule Number 1 on May 11th, which is called a Democratic power grab to federalize election laws in favor of progressive candidates, 124 admirals and generals issued an open letter to the American people warning that our nation is in deep peril. We are fighting for our survival as a constitutional republic like no other time since our founding in 1776. Among the dangers facing the nation created by the administration's policies, the retired flag officers signaled out House Rule 1 and Senate Bill 1. Without fair and honest elections, they warned that our constitutional republic
become so obscure, it does not take that long. Can you see?